The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Well, that ended with a whimper, but that's all right. We're going to be positive today. We're looking ahead because it's a Friday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Prime Social Club. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Friday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, the role model who's killing it at poker. Zhong Li, the master, back in studio. Keeping us on the air as we broadcast live from Prime Social, or as you can probably hear in the background, they got all kinds of stuff going on, man. This place is packed with cash games, tournaments still going on. If you want to get in today, 713-780-3776 is your number, or you can hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. For the foreseeable future, it will be at Cody_Stutes as he pulls double duty here to come out of the bullpen while AJ takes care of his business on the poker tables. And at John Snow with the 090, add degenerates 975. You can also text the show. And the best way to get us is via Twitter or text today because we're broadcasting live from Prime Social. And AJ's still playing in the noon tournament and has a nice stack going. And he has that look in his eyes that when he usually gets, he generally wins, so I'm feeling pretty good about him not being here for a little bit. But Cody, appreciate you sticking around, man.
Absolutely, man. Happy to be here, having some fun. It's my second time out to Prime Social, and they got just the setup, man.
Yeah, this place is really, really strong. I mean, they've got, and we were talking about it when I was on with you and Joel before, but I really think that whatever you're into, that's what I like. Their cash games in particular. I know a lot more people are playing Pot Limit Omaha, and I'm not into it, but I know Granado plays it a lot. So they've got really good Pot Limit Omaha. They've got Hold'em. They've got all kind, whatever your bankroll is, they got you covered, and they've got a real nice tournament structure. And love coming out here, man. It's one of my favorite places in the city now to play. And AJ kind of owns these noon tournaments, so I'm just kind of letting him do his thing.
Yeah.
And he's doing really well. And I guess you said he was complaining about an old guy earlier who was
giving him a little bit of a hard time.
Yeah. Well, and he's
skin on the wall, huh?
He just got the big pot off of him. So that's that's my guy there, man. That's how you do it.
There you go.
You lose a few small ones to get the big one.
There you go.
But so I guess first thing to do is wrap up the Astros from last night. Disappointing finish to the season, but in general, I think I think the way people feel today is a really good thing because that's what it feels like when you have a relevant team that has a chance to win championships. Texans fans never felt that. Rockets fans felt it, I guess. I was kind of thinking, though, which one was – it seems like people are more devastated over the Astros than they were the Rockets last year, just from, you know, a scientific look at Twitter.
Is it because you know you could absolutely beat the National League team, whereas it would have been a question mark versus LeBron?
I don't know. I kind of – see, from my perspective, I just never felt like they were going to beat the Warriors. And as soon as Chris Paul went down in a heap, I'm like, okay, that's it.
Yeah.
So I didn't really give him a chance there. This one, I kind of felt like whoever won this series was winning the World Series. And I guess you just kind of – this team has done so much, you just sort of expect them to get it done. But, you know, credit to the other guys. It's the old – they give scholarships too.
But, yeah. The Red Sox – I mean, David Price went out there and had his – best postseason performance of his entire life.
All right, I have to ask one thing about David Price. Shouldn't he be in an Al Jazeera video? I mean, seriously, dude, what is up with that beard? I mean, my goodness, it's like he's declaring jihad.
What the hell? It is. He looks nothing like, you know. Back in the day, ESPN used to have those grainy videos of guy pitching at their colleges before college baseball was actually covered. And I remember watching David Price pitch at Vanderbilt, and I was like, man, that through that grainy video, he looks like he's really good. He looks nothing like grainy video David Price anymore. He looks like he's seen some stuff, man.
It's Osama bin Price. Yeah, dude, shave that beard. That's all I ask. Yeah, and it's funny because I find almost all the Red Sox players likable, but Boston fans are the worst.
Oh,
and
brutal.
You know, Boston people are the worst. So they don't deserve this, but you know, that they were really impressive. And yeah, the fact that they were able to get the Verlander, and I know people were pissed off over what should have been strike three, and I agree with them. It should have been strike three.
Sure.
But, dude, what are you doing hanging a curveball on the next pitch?
Yeah.
And it's, oh, the fix is in. Well, if the fix is in, somebody must have swung the bat for Martinez, too, because
yeah.
That thing was hanging, and he managed to nail it.
Or about the other three runs they deposited out there.
Well, I think we have news. I think Lance Zierlein is out.
Uh-oh.
Yep. Lance shaking hands and wandering off. So, by the way, Lauren the Aggie checking in from Costa Rica.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's
how about
a nice-looking background, Lauren.
The Blitz is worldwide.
Oh, yeah. We've got listeners everywhere, man. But, yeah, there goes Lance walking off with the – that's the worst feeling in the world is when you get knocked out of a tournament. That's that long walk to the front. The worst ever was getting knocked out of the main event. Yeah, it felt like somebody had killed your kids. You know, it's just, But yeah, getting back to the Astros, though, yeah, obviously the cool thing is they're going to be relevant for a while, at least through next year, because they've got, you know, Verlander and Cole coming back. They've got some questions on the pitching staff. Do you bring back Keuchel? Do you bring back Morton at the prices you're going to have to? And I think they'll have to bring back one of them because all the McCullers rumors now, which I guess his wife is put on Instagram 18
right.
months, which screams Tommy John. So that being the case, and I'm not sure you could depend on him next year anyway, just he's been hurt so much, you don't want him being your third guy. But yeah, they do have some options on the roster finally.
How fun is it to have a team get this far and think to yourself, damn, they're going to do this again next year. Like, they're going to get as far, maybe further next year. Because, like, you didn't really think about that with the World Series. Like, your World Series champs, there's parades, there's celebrations. You got to order all the, you know, championship gear and all that. So you didn't really think about next year. And then you get in here, you win 103 games, and you're like, oh, my goodness. Like, they might do it again. But, like, it feels nothing like 2005. You didn't think, after 04, you didn't think that was happening again because Beltran left. So it doesn't feel like 04 or 05. It doesn't feel like hardly any of those Rockets runs recently. It doesn't feel like the Texans, you know, minuscule playoff runs that they've had. Like, it's like, oh, my God, this squad is loaded. The Red Sox got you this time, and you're just as likely to get them next time.
Yeah, and I also think one thing I hope they do, and I know they won't. What's up, man? How's your stack? You on break?
Yeah, we're on break. Down to 15 of us. I'm probably a top 3 or 4 stack.
Yeah,
so I'm doing all right.
I was telling them you have the look on your face. You're going to be fine.
Yeah, I'm feeling pretty good.
I can always tell when AJ's going to go deep in a tournament just by the because he gets that cocky look on his face and he starts getting confident and things start going his way, and he just makes better decisions as he goes. And then there's times where If he looks bored, I know he's getting knocked out.
That's not how it works.
It's pretty easy to read.
Because when I'm bored when I don't have good cards.
Yeah. Lance, on the other hand, always looks like he's miserable.
He does.
It doesn't matter what cards he has. It doesn't matter what his stack is. He just sits over there and looks like, oh, God, what am I doing here?
Lance is a salty dog at the poker table. He's always looking salty.
Yeah, so any thoughts on the Astros before
you know what,
too
man,
far into this?
It's one of those nights where, and they've done this kind of all year long, Verlander pitched well, didn't pitch great. The home run that he gave up is about as cheap of a home run as you can get in the major leagues. If that ball's hit in any other ballpark.
Except maybe Fenway.
But it's off the wall there.
Yeah.
It's tough to complain about it because the Astros have had so many go that way for them. But they just didn't give enough run support to Verlander again. And David Price, I guess we can stop calling him playoff David Price at least for a little while because that was phenomenal what he did last night. I mean,
Al Jazeera Price is his new name.
Okay, that works too. he was a monster last night.
He was fantastic.
Yeah. Now I'm in the weird situation where I'm still cheering for the Brewers. But if, you know, I mean, they're down a game. It's unlikely though. They got to win two out of three.
But they're at home.
They got to win two.
Two of two at home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if it's the Dodgers versus the Red Sox, I don't know if I want to watch the World Series.
I'm not going to. I'm not going to watch it if it's the Brewers either. To me, baseball's over.
You think the Red Sox are winning everything?
And I really don't want to sit there and hear them continue to spank the monkeys of everything Boston.
So I'm in this boat. I hate basically everything sports related to Boston. Actually, I hate everything Boston, period. I really like that team.
I know,
like the players on that team. I want to cheer for them, but they wear the wrong shirts. I just can't do it.
That's what I was saying while you were over there raking chips. It's like I find this a really likable team.
Yeah. It's the first ball. And all those old gritty Red Sox teams, like with Kevin Millar and Johnny Damon.
Trot Nixon.
I didn't like those guys.
Anybody named Trot.
I didn't like any of those teams. Yeah. This team is so likable. It's hard not to cheer for Mookie Betts and J.D. Martinez. These are good dudes.
Yeah.
And
fun to watch play.
Yeah.
Mookie Betts is fantastic.
But, man, I just won't. I won't cheer for the Red Sox. And then the Dodgers. I mean, their fans aren't like as intolerable as Red Sox fans, but that team is way less likable than the Red Sox. So it's a tough spot for me. I'm all in on Brewers, or I'm going to be with you, and I'm out on it altogether.
You know what? It's football season. I got football.
That's fair.
I got Rockets to watch now. I got hockey to watch. I don't care. Baseball's over.
I mean, I'd rather watch a random World Series game than a random regular season basketball game. But
not me.
Yeah.
Baseball's boring as hell when it's not your team.
Yeah,
it really is. Especially if they play 5-hour games.
You know what? So is the NBA.
Well, that's
true. Let's be serious.
Yeah.
I mean,
But I can watch Rockets games.
Yeah.
I can't watch Astros now.
Yeah.
I'm curious before you get back.
You ain't going to feel good watching those Rockets for a little while, I don't think.
Before you get back over there, I wanted to bring this up because I think they need another big bat. I know they're not going to spend money on a Bryce Harper, but
if you're going to ask me about Goldschmidt,
yeah, I am. If they're serious about trading him, 1 year, $14 million.
What are you willing to give up?
Well, you know me, I'll give up any of those guys.
Right, what are the Astros willing to give up prospect wise? Because that guy's going to demand a really nice haul, and because he's so cheap, he's so affordable.
Yeah,
and it's 1 year, but. I mean, because it's going to be a full year instead of like a two-month rental, that's going to demand your top prospects. And I don't know if the Astros are – and if you know me, I'll trade Kyle Tucker. I'll trade – is Preston Tucker still in the organization?
I'll trade every
Tucker
he's
the
in
Astros
Atlanta,
have.
But I'll trade him anyway.
Okay, yeah. I'll trade him too. I'll trade Tucker and Whitley today if it gets me Paul Goldschmidt because Tucker and Whitley weren't part of what just happened.
And you know what?
You add Goldschmidt to what just happened, it may be a different series.
You know who, frankly, I think is what you think Whitley's going to become is Josh James.
Yeah.
Yeah, big guy who throws 100.
Yeah.
And you know what? Good job developing that guy.
Now, the other, I guess, sort of thing to think about is you assume Dallas Keuchel's going to be gone.
Yeah.
You know, do you feel like you're giving up rotation depth? And maybe you want to but hey, you know what? The Diamondbacks apparently are shopping Greinke too. Take both of them and give them all these damn prospects.
I'd be okay with
that.
Yeah, so. I Goldschmidt might be my favorite player in baseball that's not on the Astros.
He's up there, man.
Yeah, I mean, he really – you put that guy in that lineup, and it's going to have the same impact as it did with the Red Sox going out and getting J.D. Martinez.
Yeah.
And I think it makes everybody better. And, boy, you get those guys healthy next year, and another guy you have to pitch around, and you put him behind Bregman. And
well, you know, here's one thing I'll say about that. I'd much rather have 1 year of Paul Goldschmidt in a contract year than to sign Bryce Harper to some stupid 8 or 10 year contract that you're going to regret. Because if you sign Bryce Harper, that's going to how are you going to pay Alex Bregman in a few years? How are you going to pay Carlos Correa in a few years? You know, you're basically hamstringing your team.
And after next year, you're going to have to pay Garrett Cole.
Yep.
If you're going to bring Verlander back, you're going to have to pay him again. So I think all those are legitimate issues that probably keep you from going out and getting Bryce Harper. But if you can make this deal for Goldschmidt and you wind up winning the series again, now you have more money. Now yep. you can lock those guys up. But that's the name that I'm really most interested in. If he's available, I know the Yankees are going to be sniffing around there too. But
I feel like the Yankees have like 100 first basemen, and they don't have room for a DH.
And I was talking to somebody today and said, "Oh, well, where would you put Yuli?" I don't care. Yeah. I'm about to upgrade significantly. You know what? I'll throw Yuli in the deal.
Yeah. Or Yuli can DH. I mean, yeah. there's lots of
or
ways.
Or you know what? He can be your new Marwin and just play all over the place because he plays a lot of positions.
And because you're probably not bringing Marwin back. So let him be your third baseman, first baseman, DH, corner outfielder. I mean, yeah, Yuli's not a good enough player to keep me from getting a guy like Goldschmidt.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's a difference maker. And I hope they make that kind of splash this offseason.
Goldschmidt could come to this team tomorrow and be the best player on the team.
Oh, I agree.
I mean, depending on what Altuve shows up. But Goldschmidt's got – I mean, he's an MVP caliber player. And the Astros – every team can use that, not just the Astros.
All right, you got 55 seconds.
All right, man.
Get over there and win that thing.
All right. Thanks for filling in, dude.
Absolutely.
So tomorrow we'll be doing the pub crawl. If you haven't got your tickets yet, please get them. It is sponsored by Thrive Plus. So guess what I'll be doing? I'm going to be drinking for the first time in a while. And because of that, I'm going to be taking Thrive Plus. Because it makes a difference. And you guys know I love to drink. But you get to a certain age, you know, maybe 30, maybe 40, maybe 50. You don't feel as well the next day. It doesn't matter how much you drink, 1 or 2, 10 or 12. And that's why Thrive is so great. I've been using Thrive Plus. Every time I drink now, I use Thrive Plus. It's real simple. You take 3 capsules after your last alcoholic beverage or before you go to bed. And it reduces alcohol's negative effects. It gives your liver what it needs to process alcohol and its toxic byproducts. And, guys, the guys who put this stuff together are geniuses, man. Founder Brooks, he's a Princeton graduate. They've got 5 PhDs. They were on Shark Tank. And they know their stuff. And it works. That's the number one question I get. Hey, man, does that thrive? Yes, it works. So no matter what you're drinking, if you're at the pub crawl tomorrow, you're going to get a free sample, by the way, while you're there so you can check it out. You'll find out it works. You won't have to ask me anymore. You'll be able to take it and say, hey, this works. And Thrive Plus, Houston-based, which is another thing I love about them. So if you order before 4 o'clock any day, you're going to get it the next day. All you have to do, go to DecideThrive.com. That's DecideThrive.com. They're also on Amazon if you want to order that way. You can search Thrive Plus on Amazon. I don't drink without Thrive Plus. Neither should you. So tomorrow, guess what we're doing? Thrive Plus.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Prime Social Club. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. We weren't for a second there. I think somebody kicked the hamster behind the wheel or something, or ate the hamster. I don't know, but we were down for a second there. But we're back, and Cody Stutes filling in for AJ, who's still over there playing. Looks like 14 players left out of 60. So, basically, they're paying the top 7. I like his chances from where he is. They'll probably chop when they get down to 1. So, as we said, you're talking about the possibility of Goldschmidt coming here and making me giddy like a schoolgirl. However, I don't think the Astros would ever make that move, which makes me sad. Or as Trump would say, sad. I don't know that they would do that, but I think if he's available, I'm damn sure hoping they're in that conversation.
Oh, you absolutely have to be in that conversation if that's a guy that's going to be popping up. Like, you've got to be with the depth this organization has, and anybody, like any other general manager that makes a big trade like that and you want to get worried, I'll understand it. Jeff Luno has found something out of nothing on a lot of dudes. Like, I'm not saying that, you know, obviously Correa is a high draft pick, McCullers a high draft pick, Bregman's a high draft pick, but there's guys littered throughout this roster and throughout this organization that other people just passed on by that Luno and company saw. So if you have to give up some of those highly rated guys, do it. I'm with you on the bat thing. They got to get another hitter in there.
Yeah. Well, and it was unfortunate in the series because when the pitching did come through, the hitting didn't. And when the hitting did, the pitching didn't. They were just out of sync, and you know, and they were playing a good team. Eek says, talking about Boston fans, we aren't all that bad. Drink some beers with this Boston fan. I'll drink beers with you. I have friends who are Boston fans, and I would say they're cool. There's about – I'll give you – usually I say, all right, it's the exact opposite of the rest of the world. I say 95% of the people are awesome, 5% are dickweeds. I think when it comes to Boston fan, 95% are dickweeds.
That's a pretty bad ratio.
And to be fair, other than the Patriots, who I have a healthy respect for, I hate the Bruins with a passion. I hate the Celtics. And I hate the Red Sox. And I hate all their fans.
Well, there you go.
So, but I do respect this
team.
Where
are you on Boston College?
You know what? I hate them, too, because they beat UH in the Cotton Bowl in 1984.
And Harvard?
Well, I got to go to the Harvard Club with David Gow one time.
Ooh.
So there's that when we were in New York.
But you're more of a Yale man, I guess.
No, I'm there is nothing about me that has anything in common with the Ivy League. Let me just make that real clear. I'm University of Houston Cougar High guy. I have nothing to do with
right.
Any Ivy League anything. So, but no, I do think I do think that it'll be interesting to see what happens with this team. They'll make some moves in the offseason. I think they have at least one more year in them. And then next year is going to be interesting because Verlander, Cole, those guys will be up. But that's a problem for next year, I think, for 2020. I think for 2019, they're going to bring back another good team. But I hope people appreciate just how special last year was because it is hard to win these things. And they had a lot go right last year. The bounces went their way. They had an incredible game. Like, all those exciting games, they won last year. This year, they didn't.
Right.
And, you know, it really is tough to do. And I'm glad that people are a little bummed today because, it's like I said at the top, it shows you've arrived sort of as a city.
Right. It doesn't feel like when the Royals knocked them out, and it's like, okay, well, they should be there next year, but you can't really bet that they will be, and then they weren't. And you're pretty disappointed with what you saw that season. Like, with Verlander, Cole coming back as the anchors of that rotation, the bullpen should be back in fine form by the time pitchers and catchers get going. And you're bringing back a ton of those guys. And, like, there's something we haven't even talked about with this team is, like, watch out Major League Baseball if Alex Bregman gets better, if Carlos Correa gets better, if George Springer gets better, if some of these guys who are young contributors get better on this team, because that's what they do. Like, Bregman's gotten better every offseason heading into the new year. Like, Jose Altuve, Carlos Correa, like these, you know, George Springer, they're still young in their Major League Baseball careers. Like, you can still see these guys improve and change their game to a great degree. And then it's like, oh, my God, like the Astros got better.
Well, I do think there's, for one thing, Altuve will get his knee fixed in the offseason, and I think that's going to help them moving forward. I do think Bregman has the sky's the limit for that guy, and I think he's got a chance to be even better going forward. I mean, I think he's just now coming into what he's going to be.
Who is he? Like if we're doing a player comp.
Craig Biggio with more power.
Okay. Oh, my. That's a really annoying player for opposing teams.
But, and that's kind of what he is. And he's a guy, if he's on your team, you love him. If you're playing against
leather at third base.
He's a better defensive player, I think, than Biggio was.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, he's got that short swing, though, kind of the stocky build. Sort of reminds me of Biggio. But so I just compared him to a Hall of Famer. Wow. Same guy I said would never be Carlos Correa 2 years ago, so there you go. But I think he's got a chance to be better. If Correa will call off his marriage, I think he'll get back to being good. I'm sorry. Ever since he got engaged, it's a fact. He's got Tiger Woods disease, and he needs to call it off and get back to being single and get his back fixed.
She had the – what was it the other day? I think there was some Astros news going down, and the Miss Correa to be released. Like, I guess they'd set a wedding date. There was, like, an announcement in some way, shape, or form that they'd, like, set a date.
Eject,
or
Carlos. Just eject.
You know, the word, you know, we, Mick said it best, women weaken legs.
Yeah, I just, since we're in a poker room, there's the greatest line ever about women was from Rounders. In the poker game of life, women are the rake. They're the bleeping rake. Worm said that, and Mike McDee said, I don't know what you're talking about. I know exactly what he was talking about. Women are the rake. Sorry, women. Not listeners. You're not the rake. But 713-780-ESPN. But I do think, moving forward, all those things, I think Correa will be much better next year because he'll be healthy, hopefully divorced. And, I think the outfield, that's where they can improve. And whether or not, now, if they were to go after Goldschmidt, then that's great. Then Yuli DHs or whatever. But I still think maybe it's a full season of Tony Kemp. Maybe Kyle Tucker isn't a bust and they don't look stupid for taking him in front of Benintendi. Maybe he becomes a guy. But I still think there's some improvement to be made there, and they'll tweak the bullpen as they do.
Yo, Tyler White, learn how to play left field, bro.
Yeah, I don't know how good I feel about that. Tyler White does not look like a left fielder. Tyler White looks like a DH or a first baseman. So, yeah. But I do think that's the area where they can improve. And we'll see. But it'll be an interesting offseason. And, you know, I enjoyed the ride.
No, no question.
And you know, I was sad to see it end. And then today I was doing some stuff on SportsMap. And I realized I actually am going to get a day off.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm looking at the positive of this.
And worked yourself into that, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Well, because I was thinking tomorrow we've got the pub crawl. And at some point after the pub crawl, I was going to have to go and post the game story.
Oh, for tomorrow's game.
Yeah, yeah. So that could have been a real fun headline. Bleeping Astros, blow it.
HJKL, yeah. You know, like right where you fell
bleep
asleep on
this,
the,
man.
On the keyboard.
I hate the bleeping Red Sox. Yeah, I could have just seen that. That would have been classic. But no, so, yeah, we're just going to be able to drink and have fun.
Nice.
All right, is there music playing, Jung, or am I? Okay, I can't hear the music, so that's on me. Now I can hear it. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We are live at Prime Social. AJ is still over there raking chips. Cody Stutes filling in until he's done. I'm going to put over under at 5:15. We'll have AJ. So, think you can hang around for that long, Cody?
Sure.
All right. Appreciate Cody. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. You think I'm going to get this sitting next to you? But after all I've said, please don't forget.
Hey Houston, this is Tony Kent with the Houston Astros, and you're listening to the number one sports show in Houston, The Blitz, with Fred and AJ.
Thank you, Tony Kemp. Cody Stutes filling in for AJ, who is still raking chips over there. He's got a nice stack, so down to 14 players, and usually they chop when they get the final table. So I assume he's going to make it this time and won't be going after the big stack with Ace King like he did last time. 713-780-3776. My daughter is listening, and she said, AJ sure sounds different today. Like, yeah, that's because it's not AJ. But she's an avid blitzer. She and all her friends, and what pisses me off is she and all her little friends are fans of AJ.
Oh, well,
they all
on.
Love AJ. I'm like, dude. You know,
throw some love your way.
Pays your car insurance. You know, just a little bit here. That's all I'm asking
right?
for.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. But I think she's going to come out to Jack's Grill Monday where we're going to be doing the show. So if you come out there, you'll get a chance to meet the daughter. It's pretty much last call if you want to do the pub crawl tomorrow. It's going to be fun. Now there's no O's game. We can watch college football. A lot of people are going to be there that the Blitzers are going to want to meet. Lawyer Dave will be there.
Oh, there you go.
He and his wife, and they're both just great. Josh Jordan is going to be there. So I think Eric Sandler may be there. And some big names, man. So you get a chance to meet some really cool people, and then me, I'll be there too.
There you go.
But my goal is to
make it.
What I'm hoping is, it starts at 3. The wife has a Saskatchewan Rough Rider game at 6, so I'm pretty sure I'm going to have to shut it down before then. Because if she goes home to watch the game and I stay, I'm going to be in bad shape. So I'm thinking 6 o'clock is probably the cutoff, and then, you know.
You leave the other rabble-rousers to their own devices
after
that.
Well, because even before I stopped, I've gotten now where I try not to get really stupid drunk in public just because I got tired of embarrassing myself.
Yeah.
So I get to a certain point, and then I go home and then just get stupid drunk there and pass out. And it doesn't matter, right?
Because embarrass yourself in front of your loved ones.
Well, yeah, just the dog looks at me like, really, dude, again?
Oh, again?
Yeah. It's like, you have to get up and take me out here in 4 hours. Your ass better get up. But so we'll see. It should be fun, though, man. It'll be great to see a bunch of the Blitzers, and we'll just have a good time. Watch some college football and throw down some $3 drinks.
There you go.
So, and
cool T-shirt.
Yeah.
You get the VIP. You get the drawstring bag as well.
Yeah, so if you see me there tomorrow, come say hello. I mean, I love the people, even the ones that hate me. I love the people. A couple of things, Kyle, saying, remember when Astros fan wanted to pay Dallas $200 million? I don't really remember people wanting to do that, but, there was a time he was all you had as a pitcher.
Yeah.
But at this point, I think he's going to command – well, I don't know. Maybe he won't get as much as you think, and if he doesn't, I'd have no problem with bringing him back.
That baseball market got blown up last year. Dudes were not getting paid like they were supposed
Moustakas,
to get paid.
I guess, was the biggest example of that, and he wound up going back to Kansas City, and then...
Well, and J.D. Martinez, like, let's not forget, he signed after the Red Sox reported to spring training. Like, that was one of the best hitters in baseball this year, and he signed after guys were already... fielding bunts on the backfield.
Well, it'll be interesting because from a free agent perspective market, obviously Bryce Harper is going to be the big name. I guess Manny Machado is still going to be out there. So there'll be some big-name hitters. And if teams spend their money on that, although I would think if I'm the Yankees, I'm spending money to get a Dallas Keuchel. I need rotation help.
Oh, for sure.
But there's – even the Yankees don't Yankee it anymore, and we saw with the Red Sox, they waited it out with Martinez until they got a deal that went both ways. So
Keuchel's going to find someone that'll pay him.
I think so, but I wouldn't be totally shocked if he doesn't get the deal that he thinks he's going to get and the Astros come up with something that's close enough to it.
See, I would say yes. I would agree with you, but what's the difference? Are the Astros worth a $5 million discount to Dallas Keuchel, a Scott Boras client?
It's worth a $5 million discount if he's going to be pitching someplace with a state income tax, yes.
Sure.
So,
at what number do you find the discount, like, acceptable staying? Obviously, you want to stay, your buddies.
For me, it's the tax number.
Yeah.
So whatever the difference is, and believe me, I've studied a lot of this because when we've looked at other places to live, what the difference is here versus anyplace else. A lot of times it's a dead wash to get $5 million less on a contract. And if that's the case, then, they might get him back. But I would say it's about 5% that he's back. I think somebody will pay him. I think somebody may pay Morton too.
Really?
Yeah.
See, if you get close for Charlie Morton, I bet he stays. Cause Charlie Morton just had the best year of his entire career with this team. And you just the type of dude, you hear him talk about this organization, you hear him talk about his career in baseball, and having previously sort of been a journeyman, I don't know that he wants to do the big family move, go across the country, get reacclimated, play a couple more years. Like, this dude was a dude that was kind of hinting at retirement this time last year, and then went and had the best year of his career, so now probably has to play another couple years. But, that dollar sign could get expensive, and money talks in these situations.
Yeah, I think it depends on the pitching market, and if Keuchel winds up being the main guy, then okay, if you get shut out on him, the same team, like say you're the Angels, let's just pull the Angels out because at some point they're going to spend money again too. They always do. Let's say they're going hard after Keuchel. Keuchel goes to the Yankees. They move down the list and it's Charlie Morton, and they pay him more than the Astros would pay him. I could see that happening. I could also see a market like last year where, you know what, both guys wind up coming back on where they get a lot of money but not what they were hoping to get. And if that's the case, that'd be great. I still think you need I think you need to keep one of those guys.
You're talking about a situation where Dallas Keuchel, obviously we don't know what Kershaw's going to do. We don't know what David Price is going to do. Keuchel might hit the market as the best guy available, and then everybody talks to him.
Yeah, and it's just a matter of how much you're going to spend. Now, and I'm always against paying older pitchers long-term high-dollar money. I think it's a bad investment long-term. Justin Verlander's one of the few guys that it hasn't been.
Right.
But I think paying Keuchel $20 million a year for the next 4 years would be a mistake for somebody.
No, it's just not a – it doesn't seem like a successful investment in something where he can replicate success over the course of that career. Now, okay, you talk about $20 million. Would you give Charlie Morton $30 million over two?
Yeah.
Double what he just
made?
That's
a fair deal, yeah. I would. Of course, it's easy for me to sit here and say what I would spend on players.
Yeah, somebody else's money.
Yeah, because I would go and trade all these jackwagon prospects to get Goldschmidt and pay him.
Right.
And then I would make sure I paid that Springer got paid. I would make sure that I had Verlander set up for another year, that Gerrit Cole got paid, because I wouldn't care because it's not my money.
So that's an interesting thing that you bring up, because we know Crane will spend some money. He's let this team go out and spend some money recently. But how they operate this offseason, does that tell us anything about what's going to happen next offseason? Because next year is the big dog year. Cole's a free agent. Verlander's a free agent. Springer's little sweetheart deal that he did 4 years wraps up. And then you're sitting there and you're like, okay.
It's like second-year arbitration for Correa, if I'm not mistaken.
Second for Correa, first for Bregman. And then you got to look at some of these other guys like, okay, relief pitchers that you're going to have to spend money on, other parts of the rotation. Like, don't spend a bunch of money this year to take you out of keeping Cole and Verlander, but don't half-ass it either. Like, if you've got money to spend this year – oh, by the way, Altuve's contract jumps – huge number in a couple of years. So that's money that's spent already, but it's going to start hitting the books harder. It's interesting. I don't envy what Jeff Luhnow has to do. At the same time, I don't want him to try to go find the next Charlie Morton when you got the real Charlie Morton.
All right. Well, and you know what? If they went in next year, well, let's assume McCullers is out of the equation, but if they went in with their rotation of Verlander, Cole, James, Valdez, McHugh, would you feel okay with
that's not good enough for me.
Yeah, it's not good enough for me either.
That's not good enough for me.
Timmy B says, you sound like what he imagines Lance would sound like after a half dozen vodka Red Bulls. See if you can get him to break down some sophomore interior linemen. Actually, I've actually been around Lance after a half dozen vodka Red Bulls. It's entertaining, to say the least. All right, we need to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll keep it going here. Cody filling in for AJ. It's 13 players left. He's well on his way. We'll be right back. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. And we're back on The Blitz, live here at Prime Social. I'm happy to report that they've expanded the men's bathroom, which is why it took me so long to get back. But they have added a whole bunch of new stalls to it. That was and that's what I like about this place, man. People were telling them, hey, there's not enough room in the bathroom here, and they fixed it. So the place is really awesome, and they're really willing to listen to whatever you have to say. We talked about this a little earlier, but we're throwing a pub crawl party with It's a Houston Thing tomorrow. It's the first annual Houston Sports Pub Crawl brought to you by Thrive Plus. It's going to be huge. Houstonians repping Houston sports. While getting their drink on at 10 special hosting venues downtown. At 10 special hosting venues downtown. God, I hate how these things are written. Tickets come with a limited edition Houston Sports Be Someone t-shirt, pub crawl wristband, cup and koozie, Thrive Plus samples, and drinks for just $3. So I'm bringing, let me see, 12, 36, $45 for drinks, $25 for tips. That's my plan. Get your tickets now because the price is going to go up tomorrow. General and VIP tickets are available at htxpubcrawls.com. Late hits with Patrick Creighton tonight at 7. Bet you Patrick Creighton will be going after talking about the Astros. I can't believe it! Yeah. That's my Patrick Creighton.
That's Patrick.
I can only do that for like 2 seconds and then my voice is gone.
Oh, so, yeah.
Yeah. But so let's talk a little bit about Texan Sunday. And I know you wrote, by the way, check out sportsmap.com today. I know you don't want to read sports, but there's good stuff on there that's not Astros related. So, you know, we try to have fun on there. We try to have something every day. Cody does his six pack and talked about the Texans Jaguars. And how usually if you have the best quarterback, that's the team you go with. But there is one big advantage for the Jaguars.
So Fred, we're looking at this Jaguars-Texans game, and 90% of the time, 70% of the time, when you're not sure who's going to win a game, you bet on the quarterback. And Deshaun Watson is worlds better than Blake Bortles. Like, Bortles will literally never be in Deshaun Watson's category ever again.
Not last week, Deshaun Watson, that couldn't move around back there. He's the same. He was exactly the same as Blake Bortles,
sure.
Except he couldn't run.
Sure. But your typical Deshaun Watson is 1,000 times better than your typical Blake Bortles. And you look at the Texans' defense. They're playing better than the Jaguars' defense right now, have more recent success than the Jaguars' defense. The offensive line and the rushing attack, that's advantage Jaguars, but the wide receivers on the Texans are better. The defense is playing better right now. So why aren't we picking the Texans this weekend, especially with that huge advantage at quarterback? And it's just real simple. The Jaguars are coached better. They're coached better, and you can believe that they're going to get things on track and get back to a normal Jaguars operating procedure. You're looking at a Texans team that, yes, they're 3-3 and they've won three games, and it's incredibly hard to win in the NFL. I get that. It's a cliche, but I believe it. But you just as easily could have lost those games that you won. And you go back and look at some of the Jaguars' success, and you're like, okay, they took care of business in those wins. Like, they've got a resume that you look at, and you're like, okay, I can believe in this team. I can see this team going somewhere. With the Texans, you just have question after question after question. And they've cleaned up little things here or there. The special teams has gotten a little bit better, but the QB still gets hit a ton. You still make stupid penalties. You still have negative plays when you can't afford a negative play. And Jacksonville just doesn't do that.
I do think at least defensively, and I said this earlier, that they were horrible for the first four games, including the win at Baltimore. At Indy. That defense was abysmal. But they've started off like that before. Romeo makes adjustments as he goes, and at some point they turn it around. And
when you've seen guys knock rust off, Jonathan Joseph's a perfect example.
Yeah, and who was your player of the game last week? I'm not really surprised to see change. I have a theory for you. I want to throw something out here.
Okay.
I want to fix the offensive line. Now, I know Fulton's hurt this week, so he probably isn't going to play.
So, questionable on the injury report. I would anticipate after not practicing all week that it's probably not going
to
be the case.
All right, so we'll have to do this next week. But here's what I want to do. I want to put Fulton at left tackle. I want to put Kelamete at right tackle. I want to play Mance and move Rankin inside. And I want to set Davenport and Lamb on fire.
Oh, boy.
And Kelamete played tackle for the Saints last year.
Okay.
Fulton slid out and played some for the Chiefs, but I just think they're better players than the guys you have out there, and maybe they're not as suited for the position. But I'd rather have a guy who's a better player. I don't think they can be any worse than what they've been.
That's a lot of change. I mean, I'm not opposed to it, though, you know? I mean, I'm really not.
Maybe you do it after the Thursday night game when you have some time.
Right. Thursday night game, give it a go against Denver. If you like it, you keep working on it through the bye week.
If not, you can always go back to the trash you have at tackle.
Fred, they've got to do something. The quarterback has been hit, I think it's 31 times more than the second most hit quarterback in football. Like, Deshaun Watson cannot take that pounding. Like, you are injuring your opportunity at long-term franchise success by putting him at risk with those hits. And sack numbers, like, they're second worst in sacks, but you put the hits and the sacks together, they're way ahead of everybody.
Yeah, although, really? Oh, God. What the hell?
What's up, guys?
You're not supposed to be here for another 15 minutes.
I know. Yeah. I am first to act. I've got pocket sevens. Blinds are 714. I raised to 30. Guy right behind me raised to 60. Everybody folds to me. I call 60.
Okay. No fault so far.
Flop comes jack-jack three. I shove all in.
That's...
He calls eights.
Oh, no.
This is a habit of mine now. I get really close to the end, and then I make a play that's just really questionable.
There's no reason to go broke on that hand there.
You're right.
Although, what the hell is he doing calling with eights?
That was my question. He had.
I mean, I hate your move there, but I hate his more.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, man, it's a questionable shove, but probably a more questionable call.
Yeah,
he had me covered by 50,000.
Yeah, see, money bubble there. I'm trying to keep the pot small unless I hit a seven. And especially, you could also make a case for folding to the re-raise. I would have made the call, and then after the flop, I would have checked to see what he did. If he bets at all, I'm gone.
Yeah,
and just okay, we'll wait for another spot.
That's okay, Fred. It's only a grand. No big deal. Right? It's just a grand. Let me grab my laptop.
Take your time. We got to go to break. But, hey, guys, if you want to get in on some action this weekend, whether it's there's still baseball to bet, just not your Astros. If you want to bet NFL, you want to bet college football, you want to bet horses, you want to bet CFL, hockey, whatever, they got you covered. And the truth about MyBookie is there's so many options. There's in-game options, which I love. If you like a team and they get down early, you can go and get a better price on them. And the best thing about MyBookie is I trust them. I've been using them for a little over 2 years, and I have no problem getting money out of there. And that's one thing that I've had issues with other websites. They have fantastic customer service. If you have a problem, they're always there to deal with you. And all you got to do is go to mybookie.ag or on your computer or mobile phone, Google MyBookie, and get your account started. Right now, they'll match your first deposit dollar for dollar. It's not going to last much longer, so you better get it now. A dollar for dollar match on your deposit. Use promo code RADIO to activate the offer. Just Google MyBookie today. That's MYBOOKIE. And don't forget to use promo code RADIO when you create your account to claim the bonus. You play, you win, you get paid. MyBookie.